something, 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 until, I mean, years later, where I got mature to understand that God doesn't really God doesn't really look at the kind of outward appearance and things that we look at. God deals with the heart. God reads the heart. So, yes, I'm not saying that we should not start playing rubbish in church. I'm not saying we should not start. If you play rubbish, you know, people that know me know that I'll give you a look at worst. But that shouldn't be the things we brag about. Those shouldn't be the things that form the basis of our worship. No, that shouldn't be. And if we're not careful as musicians, as the young generation of church, it's easy for us to criticize the disciples here. Looking at the temple, wow, how glorious this temple is. A magnificent temple. It is this, it is that. So, yes, material glories have natural impact on humans. And yes, that's how some of us, it is church edifice, it is sound system or whatever, that those are the things that draw us to church. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that we shouldn't base our worship on that solely. Solomon, you want to say something? You have your hands raised. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Although we've not gotten to the stone being on each other, but thank you for your comments. So, yeah, the edifice, wonderful. So, next, when the disciples attracted Jesus' attention to the majesty of the edifice of their temple in Jerusalem, with the magnitude of the stones, Jesus' response startled them. Jesus told them that the structure they valued more than character would soon be demolished. And that's the sincere truth. Thank you, Bro Solomon, for even leading us to that. Forget persecution or no persecution. There's going to come a time, Jesus has said it, in this world, that all these our magnificent edifices, either church or house or school or hospital, everything will be burnt down by fire. It has been there, and the end time will come. The rapture will happen. The war of Armageddon, everything will be burnt down with fire. Jesus said, no two stones will be upon each other. Actually, that happened around 70 AD. That prediction about the temple happened around 70 AD. In fact, what the Romans did was they came to Jerusalem with tractor and plowed it. Like, not just that they conquered Jerusalem. They leveled it. They now use tractor to plow the whole land, like, so that there will be no trace of anything in the old Jerusalem, around 70 AD, if I'm correct. So yes, persecutions will come, that even our edifice may be destroyed, our physical edifice may be destroyed. But yes, let's take on our bodies that is the temple of God. And for instance, the internet cannot be destroyed. They can censor us out. Yes, don't be surprised. Elon Musk or whoever, Mark Zuckerberg, can say that if you're talking about, once you mention the name, the word Jesus or God, this thing should mute it. They can program it there. But that will not still stop us. We still spread the gospel. However, all those things cannot happen until after rapture. In fact, that is one I've always repeated that. Don't be scared. Don't be worried. Nothing can happen until after rapture. We day here, we full ground. It is when God has taken us away. They cannot do anything. Jesus had already told his disciples that he was approaching the cross, not a crown. They couldn't figure out what was going on. They were certain that God's word is trustworthy, but were unsure how he would maintain his promises if he, the king, died. The same evening, his disciples approached Jesus on Mount Olivet and inquired about the future, specifically when Jesus Christ would return and this age would close. Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Matthew 24:3. In responding to them, Jesus provides us with answer. And that is what we're going to have our conversation on. Please get ready to contribute. I hope someone has helped to forward the Bible study manual across the board on WhatsApp, so that we can contribute on this. Discussion number one is Jesus' remarks on the temple's destruction. The pride. Israel took pride in the temple. And we've actually mentioned some of the things the church today is taking pride in. We have a lot of it. Largest congregation, poshest church. You know, we are the one, we are posh. Church with the best sound for musicians, church that is paying most, the churches with latest jeeps. In fact, for the young people, the churches with the biggest babes. A lot of things we brag about. And sorry to disappoint, to bust your bubble, those things don't matter. And then the prophecy. Jesus' revelation was a shock. The temple would someday be completely destroyed. The disciples seriously wanted to know when. So, signs of the end of the age. This is a long read. Because of our time, we won't read everything. That's from verse 4 to verse 26. And please, if you've seen, you can go on my podcast, Tolu Talk Padada, on any of your favorite podcasts. I'm on Anchor, Spotify, Google, everything, everywhere, all the major podcasts at Tolu Talk Padada. You can just go search for the book of Revelation. We did an extensive study, months and months of studies about this. So, but let's see what our time will permit us to take today. Okay. The picture given here is of a time of increasing tension, disaster, and disturbances. This will not sound too encouraging, if I may use that word, because Jesus said that all these things will get worse and worse and worse till the end comes. It will not get better, sir. And I'm sorry if that doesn't sound encouraging to someone, but that's what Jesus said. It will not get better, sir. Wars will keep, things will keep going bad, economic hardship, wars, rumors of wars, people will keep deceiving you, there will be okay, maybe we should, it's too long. There will be wars, there will be false prophets. It will always happen. In fact, there's something I really want us to discuss. When we get there, I'll let you know. Number 2 points, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, increasing wickedness, and persecution of Jesus' followers. They will drag us on Twitter. They will drag us on Facebook because we said things that they don't agree with. It's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better. I'm sorry if you're not feeling that. It's the truth. It won't get any better. It keeps going worse and worse and worse and worse. However, Jesus said, be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. It won't overcome us. Even though the world keeps getting better, he said there are still a few that he has preserved. I mean, even though the world keeps getting worse and worse, there are a few of us he has preserved to scale through. Apostasy through the influence of false teachers. In 2 weeks' time, we'll talk about apostasy. There will be a number of people that will say all sorts of rubbish, all sorts of trash, that you will wonder, which Bible is this person reading? Where did this person get all this in the Bible? There will be apostasy. They will say all sorts of false doctrine. It will keep increasing. And it has always been. That's why I'm also going. We'll look at it. It has always been since the days of the early church. So it's nothing new. Don't think that, like Yoruba elders will say, when you shout that, we've not seen this type before. Yeah, it's a scare tactic. You're just scaring us. There's nothing new under the heavens. Several antichrists arose before the fall of Jerusalem. This implies that the mystery of iniquity was already at work in the days of the apostles. Don't let us deceive ourselves. They've been around since 2,000 years ago. Don't, like I when we're treating Antichrist, I said this, let me just remind us, for those of us who didn't attend at that time. If you ask me 100 years ago, or if you ask me now, that is the Antichrist around with us, I'll say yes. If you ask me that same question, if I was around 100 years ago, is the Antichrist around? I would say yes. Ask me 100 years time. I won't be alive though. But in 50 years time, for instance, ask again. Is the if the trumpet, if the Lord tarries, ask again. Is the Antichrist around? I would say yes. Because the devil knows he has a little time after the rapture. So you always ask someone ready to pick up that assignment. Always, across history, you always have someone ready to pick up their assignments. So, 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 to 8. Someone should help us read that. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 to 8. And another person, 1 John 2, 18. 1 John 2, 18. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 to 8. And then 1 John 2, 18. Who is helping us to read? Who is reading for us? Thank you very much. This was John talking in the days of Jesus that the last hour has come. My brother, the Antichrist was already with them in the days of John. So they have always been around. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 to 8. Yeah. Thank you very much. So this was Paul talking about the mystery of iniquity as at the days of the apostles. Paul was already telling you that these guys are around, but don't worry, wait for Jesus to return to put an end to their deception. So they are around, they've been around for 2,000 years. There's something very, this is very, I want us to have a conversation on this. This next point says, antiquity is not a proof of veracity. Antiquity is not a proof of veracity. What does that mean? It means the fact that something is old doesn't, is not a proof that the thing is real or the thing is true. The fact that something has been happening since forever is not a proof that that thing is old, is real. Or is the truth? Let's have a conversation on that. Because I've seen people tell you that these nowadays children, they're the ones that are spoiling things. Give me that old time religion. Yes, I believe in old time religion. But the fact that something is old or something has been existing since is not a proof that that thing is correct. Let's discuss. Do you agree or do you disagree? If you disagree, let me know. Who is talking? Solomon and Sister Tony, you have your hands up. Do you want to talk or is the hand you've raised since? Okay, yeah. So what are the... Yes, please go ahead. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I love the Old Testament and New Testament comparison you brought in. But let's go deep. Let's, don't worry, break table, scatter table. Let me call a table breaker on this call. Which of you should I call now? You know, both of you know yourselves. So which of you want to talk first? Or shall I mention your names? Oh yeah, table breakers, unmute yourself and talk. Okay, Jerry starts. Then after Femi, we talk. So what are the supposedly old time religion? That the fact that they are old doesn't mean that it is right. Let's break the table. Are you there? Hallelujah. Sorry, oh, something is a video is playing. I'm trying to look at. I have too many tabs opened. I think it's this one. Oh, okay, I've seen it. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Three D printing. One print our money. They printed the children. They did 3D printing for the How did you what? When did this thing happen? Yeah. Yeah. Dinner table breaker. Okay, thank you. Jerry, please. Are you there? Yeah, over. Yes, you're audible. Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Okay, thank you very much for not trying to break the table too much. I know in our personal conversations you do more than this, but it's fine. We are online. Well, the president of Christ Apostolic Church has something he says. He says, usually, Pastor Oladele will say, the methods may change, but the message remains the same. The methods may change, but the message remains the same. So if I want to be using the method my grandfather used in the 60s to preach in Akure, and I'm using it now, bros, yes, it's still the message of Christ too, but it don't go work. Could it work? So and we are sons and daughters of Christ Apostolic Church. We respect the great works our fathers have done. But I don't pray for 1930 revival. I don't. Because Babalola had an unction and a calling for his time that exceeded his time. But the anointing and the calling of God on his life was contemporary to his age. My brother, you can collect that mantle and ask for a 2023 revival. Get those ancient mantles. Stand on the shoulders of your fathers, but ask for a contemporary anointing, a contemporary revival that will cater for the needs of today. So, what led us to all this? The fact that something has been happening for such a long time doesn't mean it is right. That's what led us here. So there are some ancient practices that some of our fathers have sat down like, actually, where did we get this? Let me take one slightly controversial. It's still very controversial in some places. Sometimes ago, the leadership of Christ Apostolic Church sent out a circular that churches can now start playing talking drums. But 20 years ago, you dare not talk about talking drum in Christ Apostolic Church. So, I mean, they came back and sat down. Was it God that actually said that we should not play talking drum in Christ Apostolic Church? Or it was the happening in those days? Some of the stories I heard, two stories, let me just tell you. First story is that we don't have written records. Most of our records are oral and passed down orally. So that Apostle Ayobabalola said, as if they are beating the talking drum, that the way they tension the rope, as they are tensioning that rope, that's how the life of the person will be under tension. That because of that tension. So people came down like, okay, talking drum is just a Yoruba instrument. And in those days, that was the common thing. So if I go to preach in India, in Gambia, in Zimbabwe, they have another local instrument that also uses tension. Actually, every percussion is tensioned. Even if it's drum set, you have to tune it. The tuning of it is to tension the venom. Well, let's leave that. But if I go to Zimbabwe, go to South Africa, and they have a tensioned instrument, musical instrument, should I not use it as a CAC member? So Some of our fathers sat down like, okay. Another reason that people said is that they heard that at that time when they are playing talking drum, the women, just to buttress what Femi said, the women will be, what's the English word for this thing? Please, you guys will. They will be shaking their bum bum. Yes. They'll be twerking. Oshé, oshé, oshé. And the women will be twerking to the men in 1930 or 1940. The women are saying that it is children of this nowadays that have spoiled everything. In 1940 or 1950, they were twerking to talking drum. And so when they are playing talking drum, the women in the church will start shaking their bum bum to the men. And they don't want our fathers to fall. So they said, oh yeah, bam, all of you, don't play it again. So, okay, do they still need talking drum to twerk? So those things, they came up together and okay, now the leadership said, this is now allowed. So that's one of the things. Now you see that another thing, let me just say this. In a number of our churches, of our old, time is gone, we'll finish this topic. In a number of our churches in those days, some of our mother churches as well, you will see that the front pew has like a table or something like that covers like a table. If you remember, just raise your hand on the... if you know what I'm talking about, like something that covers... Okay. So, why do they have that thing? Because some of our newer churches, we don't have such. Have you? You are removing the ancient landmark. Blah blah. We sat down. We asked questions. Why did they do that thing? If you remember a star called Oleku, for those of us who watched that movie, Oleku, you know the old school style of our mothers when they use ashoke, very short a roll like this. From the story we heard, that was what some of our mothers were wearing to church. And you know the way our fathers used to sit in CAC, they sit opposite the church, facing the church. And some of these women are sitting in front row with that kind of a short, hey, before you cobalize us, oh yeah, do table, cover all there, whatever you are wearing, let the table cover it. But nowadays, a number of us know that we shouldn't expose ourselves. The dressing pattern has changed. So I don't have to have that pew or that table in front of the pews. So these are some of the things that is not really, really, really scriptural. It's not really, really done. The fact that you are not doing it as it doesn't mean that you have actually forgone or left the work of the Lord. Sister Tony, you are raising your hand. You want to say something? We're shaking the table. We didn't. Let's just go ahead. Sister Tony, are you there? Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, yeah. God bless you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Because me too, when I was younger, I've asked that question. I've asked that question from some of our fathers when I was younger. We came together in the car. It was not a sin. All of us sat in the car together to get to church. It was not a sin. Now get to church. We are now sitting separately. Why were they doing that? That story that I said about women, that the story of that table in front is still that same thing that made them start separating them. Hey, don't come and cobalize us. Go and sit on your own seat. I'm blessed on our own seat. But so if you don't understand the background behind all these things, just dogmatize them unnecessarily. We form a dogma around them. But now, you can see with your wife or your spouse or your husband or your friend, he came to church. So those of us, there are some churches that don't do that. It's not because they have removed Asian landmark or they have backslided from the faith. So we just need to understand that. Sayinde, you are raising your hand. Solomon, you don't want us to finish, you people. We need to wrap up. Is Solomon raising his hand? Okay, let me just quickly read on. So errors. Hello. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, like I always say, there is nothing new about this generation. See, there will always be a dichotomy between the older people and the younger people. Those of us that are saying that this generation now, the generation of our children will be saying they are bad. Our own generation is good. It is always like that. They themselves too, when they become parents, they will say their own generation is good. Their own children is good. It's like that. The younger will always be the one to suffer all these things. But let's just go ahead. Errors existed from dawn of time. The spirit of falsehood invaded the Garden of Eden. Many will come to claim to be Christ. Acts 21:38 talked about, they were asking Paul, were you not the one that is from Egypt that claimed to be Messiah and took 2,000 assassins into the wilderness? Paul said, no, I'm not the one. So even at that time, there had been several false Christs. Since the book of Acts, it's not new. It's not new. Just know that these things will always be around. And like someone said earlier, I think it was Femi, that as much as we think the devil is having an upper hand in this time, the people, young people, are doing much more, greater things than what the devil is doing. Greater things. Look at us now. We are all over the world. We are streaming live. Hey. So as someone is talking about homosexuality or whatever they are talking about, some other people are talking about the gospel, are preaching the gospel. It's also going viral. We are on TikTok. We get an average of 200, 300 views on each of the videos we do on TikTok. On Facebook, I've stopped counting that one. Loads of things. So we do all these things, and we're a small church. If Baba Adeboye puts out a tweet today or a post today, he will get millions of views. So God is still doing a lot of things. Don't let us focus on what the devil is doing. It's not new. God will help us in Jesus' name. Many have since been deceived by many religious leaders. They claim infallibility and assert dominion over the faith of Christianity to the point of undertaking to forgive sins committed against God. Multitudes have apostatized through their deceptions. The state of Christendom was deplorable before the Reformation, and the mischief is still ongoing, is still going on silently. Okay, I'll just take one more point after this. This story, because there was a, I think I've said this story before, there was a time in the Catholic Church then, Catholic Church is the only church we had at that time though, before the Lutherans, before Martin Luther Reformation came, that you, a priest can issue a certificate of forgiveness of sin for a fee. As in, people, you think that pastors are cashing out now? Guy, in the 1,000 years ago, pastors cashed out. These ones are learning. Hey, that come to me, confess your sin, pay me money, I will write a certificate of forgiveness of sin for you. Like people, it got to a time that they now started buying space in purgatory in heaven, in quotes. You use money on earth to buy a house in heaven. You use your land to buy a space in heaven. It happened 1,000 years ago. So, there's nothing new under the earth. There's nothing new that we've not seen this one before. It's a scare tactic. Well, a lot of things have happened. Before Martin Luther was also a monk, a Catholic monk, before he started looking at what are these things are not, the just shall live by faith. I think that's what he started with. I think I've talked about that when we talked about when we treated the book of Habakkuk. You can check the podcast and search for Habakkuk. So a lot of things have happened. A lot. So whether it's happening these days or not, people like us and anybody who has studied church history will not be so much surprised or discouraged. Okay. Let's just wrap up. We can't finish. Okay. Any question? Let's take questions, because if I read another point, I may be tempted to explain. Any question? I hope we've gained one or two things today. Any question on Google Meet or Twitter Spaces or Facebook? If you have questions, please raise your hand. You have the floor. Okay, someone wants to ask a question? Okay, thank you very much. In the absence of questions, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Who is there? Is Sister Lara still there to close the meeting for us? Oh, Pastor Adeojo is on the call. Oh, Pastor, please. Thank you for joining us, sir. Pastor Adeojo, if you are there, if you're in a quiet place, could you please say a word of prayers for us as we close the meeting? Are you there, sir? Okay, maybe he's not there. I can't hear you in case you're speaking. Please unmute yourself. Okay, Tola, you've not spoken. Tola, could you please close the meeting for us? Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining. God bless you. Those of us in Abuja, we meet on Sunday. Thank you very much. Those of us in Abuja, we meet on Sunday by 8 o'clock. God bless you, everybody, for joining. Please share this sermon, this teaching with your friends and family across all social media platforms. Have a wonderful, wonderful night's rest. God bless you. Thank you.